Okay, it's Memorial Day, and you know, if you listen to the advertisements, the news, everything, we're talking about travel, we're talking about grilling out, we're talking about the beginning of summer, the beaches opening and all of that. We're not talking about, by and large, remembering U.S. service members who died in defense of our country. And I'm sorry about that, because I think we've lost what this holiday is about. On a phone line now is Chris Schmidt. He is the executive director of USO Illinois. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I do believe that. And look, I'm guilty. I'm going to parties all weekend. I'm talking about travel. I love travel. I love summer. But it all sort of swallows up what this holiday is supposed to be about.
I think you said it very well, and you know, it's a rough holiday for folks that are in the military and those who have served and those who've lost a loved one in the line of service. You know, Memorial Day is a day we honor the brave men and women who've given their lives in defense of our nation, and we're humbled and grateful for those who have made that sacrifice to protect us and ensure our freedom. And I think you make a great point. You know, Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer and barbecue season, and this year in particular, it's extremely welcome. But, you know, I guess we would just say, you know, we should all pause for a moment and remember those who didn't come home and those who are still grieving that loss. And for them, there was no happy Memorial Day.
I'll tell you, it hit home for me, Chris, probably about 30 years ago. My wife and I, we were looking for a house in Michigan, in Saugatuck, actually, and our realtor was a Vietnam vet, and we must have been with them over Memorial Day or very near there, because he said, I'll never forget this, he said, you know, it's Memorial Day, I always consider this my second birthday, because I was in action and I survived. Memorial Day is my second birthday. And I just thought that was a wonderful way to sum up the holiday.
Very, very well said. And I think it's, you know, for those who haven't served, you know, and there's always an expression of appreciation for service, for currently serving service members and veterans, and it's always very much appreciated. But I think it's important to remember that Memorial Day is not Veterans Day. It is the day that our country set aside to remember those who we lost. And in the words of Abraham Lincoln, those who've given their last full measure of devotion.
And it's also, I think, important for us to proactively commemorate this holiday this year, like last year. I doubt that there'll be very many Memorial Day parades or Memorial Day services at cemeteries around. Maybe there will, but I just suspect there won't. Tell me about the USO and what you're doing this summer.
Well, you know, for 80 years, USO has been proud to be the force behind the forces, keeping our service members and their families connected to family, home, and country throughout their service to our nation. And we bring that commitment to life every day through our USO centers at airports and on military installations around the country and around the world, and through our programs that are intended to, you know, create opportunities, both entertainment, cultural, and educational for service members and their families. And so the USO is committed to continuing to do that. We've, like everyone, have been living that support and the delivery of that support in a different way over the last year plus, and we're excited to be bringing that back to life in many, many ways. And we'd ask anyone who wants to get involved in that support, you know, to visit illinois.uso.org and learn more about how you can get involved.
Yeah, great organization. Please do. I know you had a big role, too, in this wedding of a 30-year major who married his fiancée, longtime partner at Navy Pier over the weekend, live on Good Morning America. So we're going to talk to them a little bit later, Chris.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It was such a great honor to partner with Good Morning America in delivering that special moment, Chris, to a great couple.
Chris Schmidt, the executive director of USO Illinois. All right. I will be thinking of you through the holiday. Thanks for the work you do, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Let's check on traffic now and weather. Here's Mary.